If you have your Bibles, it is a biblical counseling conference. Ephesians 4, 11 through 16 is where I want you to go. If you're like me, if you open your Bible, it almost always opens to Ephesians 4. I don't know why, but it just happens. You know, I'm not one of those big fans of just open your Bible and that's your quiet time today. But it does uncannily drop to Ephesians 4. And the other place often when I open my Bible is I end up in the Psalms. I don't know. Maybe it's because it's in the middle of the Bible. I'm not trying to over-spiritualize this. All right, here we go. Ephesians 4. Let me read 11 through 16. Just follow along with me and think about this. Don't think about it like, yeah, I already know what it says. Think about it like, why is God bringing these verses to me today? And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children tossed to and fro by waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness and deceitful schemes. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. Let me pray. Father, that is such a beautiful picture of the church, and we want to be a reflection of that in the way that we live out the one another's, the way that we help and connect the body to other parts of the body that are prepared and equipped, Lord, to grow up into the only head of the church, which is Christ Jesus, and to get all the parts working right in a way that's coordinated and effective for your glory and for building ourselves up in love. Help us to do that, even as we talk today about, Lord, an ancient practice of soul care and a new paradigm of trying to bring that back to the church. In Christ's name, amen. So, in 2009, I was the executive director of 12 Stones Ministries, minding my own business, doing a lot of intensives, loved being down in Brown County, loved seeing really hurting people for 3 days in an intensive biblical counseling retreat setting, and just it was like a death, burial, resurrection experience every time we did an intensive. And I loved watching God show up. I loved watching lights go on. I loved people putting off patterns that had them stuck for years and having breakthroughs. Didn't happen for everybody, but it happened a lot, and it was really, really amazing. I had no interest in doing anything else, honestly, at that time. But we had made the mistake of praying. Careful what you pray about. Praying that God might use this DNA of this kind of transformational care to inject a benevolent virus back into the church. Now, I knew it was going on in some places, but you all know it's not going in every place. It might be going on in some churches, but it's not going on in enough churches. We'd had a lot of churches interact with us. Some of them really bought into the philosophy of care and started to change, and some just were glad we were there when their toughest cases came about, and they saw us more like a referral or an adjunct, but not really a partner. But we were praying and praying pretty specifically for a platform to be able to bring this into the local church and build a model of care that would really be transformative. And I got a call from Harvest Bible Chapel. Hey, and Steve Byers happened to be on the search committee. Thanks, Steve. So, hey, we heard that what you're doing, we want to interview you, and we would really like to see if you could become our executive director of some kind of biblical counseling at Harvest. We really need it. We need a counseling center inside the church. I said, that doesn't sound interesting at all to me. That's exactly what I said. I said, I don't believe in counseling centers inside churches, first of all. Second of all, I don't like the mega church that much. Third of all, I mean, I had like 10 reasons not to go. That did not impress them, but it did not deter them either. And so after several other calls and finally going up there, because I didn't want to be stubborn and I wanted to be at least open if God was directing, but I did throw out a lot of fleeces, I'll just tell you, which isn't necessarily good, but I did. I finally went up there and I said, you know, what I would do if I were you guys, and I laid out what I'm going to tell you now, and it's going to take several years, and it's going to be a radical shift of philosophy of ministry, and it's going to be really inconvenient, and it's going to be something that's going to make your people uncomfortable, and it's going to be, you know, and so I tried to really, I'm really good at talking people out of hiring me, and I almost did, it was close, but it ended up that Tammy and I felt more and more compelled as they became more and more intrigued to do this together. So we went up there at the end of 2009, left 12 Stones, landed in Elgin, Illinois, and I had a 2020 vision for this ministry, and it was 7 intensive counselors trained that could handle anything that walked in, the toughest, roughest, most broken, most psychologically complicated issues, okay? 70 corrective counselors that could handle just about everything else that would walk in the door that wasn't in need of an intensive. And so they would be of the certified level or above. And then 700 small group leaders that were doing directive soul care in small groups as a preventative and early intervention way of steering off tough situations. And then 7,000 people trained in an intentional discipleship model where they were doing mutual ministry every day. That was the vision. Imagine that. Imagine what that would do if that happened. Well, I'm a little bit naive, so I thought we could do that in 2 or 3 years. I was ready to quit in 2 or 3 years. We hit so many obstacles, so many walls. We had financial obstacles. I know that you're not going to believe this. There's this thing. It's really ugly. It's called church politics. You may not know what that is. Look it up in the dictionary. There's nothing there about it because it's always sort of an implicit thing. But it's a mess. So there was silos. You know what a silo is? Silo ministries. It's like, this is my territory. Don't mess with my people. Don't take my leaders. And so I'm like, I don't know what to do about this. I've gone as far as I can. I've trained up some counselors. That's good. I've got some small group leaders interested in soul care. That's good. I feel like I've got a few people on the intensive track to be able to handle the toughest cases. That's good. I'm building a team. It's coming together, but I feel like I got a department in the church. And so I did something kind of crazy. I talked to a guy named Dallas Jenkins, who's a really gifted guy as far as media and production. And I said, what if we put together biblical soul care in small groups?